store, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to face the issues today, let me just read a headline and a thought or two from it. Shh, don't tell Joe. Infamous Democrat named on national TV as controlling Biden's auto pen. Who exactly is the person who controlled and used Joe Biden's presidential auto pen? According to David Sykes, President Donald Trump's crypto and artificial intelligence czar, it was actually Democrat U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts who ran the electronic signature device. Don't tell Joe, said Jesse Waters on Fox News after Sykes spilled the beans on his primetime show Tuesday night. David Sykes just said Pocahontas had the auto pen and was not afraid to use it. Sykes and Warren ran the auto pen due to her pathological hatred of the cryptocurrency. What the Biden administration was doing, and let's face it, it wasn't Biden. Elizabeth Warren controlled the auto pen during the administration, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of hoopla in relationship to who signed Joe Biden's name automatically, electronically, with what is called the auto pen. It was said in this article, without any equivocation, that it was Elizabeth Warren. There's a lot of conversation now about the chief aide to Jill Biden, Joe Biden's wife. Her chief aide is said to have known and was aware and familiar with what was being done around Joe. Joe wasn't operating. Joe was not making decisions. Joe Biden was not the president for most of the 4 years, if not all of the 4 years, that he held the Oval Office. Others were running that organization called the Presidency of the United States of America. As a result of that, James Comer, that's C-O-M-E-R, vows, this article reads, vows to probe Biden staffers. We think we've ID'd all of them. The House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer on Friday ramped up his security, his scrutiny, and he promised the new probe into the former president's use of the auto pen. Joe Biden was not capable of making any decisions. He wasn't coherent, Comer said. We want to find out who was making the decision in the last 9 months of Biden's White House. Comer's new threat to investigate senior Biden staffers came during the interview on Fox News, where the lawmaker suggested top aides may have been signing executive orders and pardons on behalf of Joe Biden without his knowledge. We think we've identified who the staffers are. We're going to bring everyone in, and we believe that was involved in the role and the use of the auto pen. We're going to invite them to come in for a transcribed interview. If they won't, then they'll receive a subpoena and they will have a full-blown deposition. Comer named First Lady Jill Biden as possibly being involved and added that the investigation would also look into whether the president's son, Hunter Biden, had any role in the former president's auto pen. Don't rule out Hunter Biden. He spent a lot of time at the Oval Desk in the Oval Office in the White House. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about America under siege. The enemies within. I'm looking at the scripture in Ezekiel chapter 33. I believe it gives us the answer as to what has taken place and what we need to know. Ezekiel 33, begin with verse 3. If when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh the warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. Verse 5. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not the warning, his blood shall be upon him. But if he taketh warning, shall deliver his soul. Verse 6. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people not be warned, if the sword come and take away any person from among them, he taketh away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Verse 7. And so, O son of man, set thee a watchman. Verse 8. When I say unto thee, wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak and warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Ladies and gentlemen, let me interpret for you and boil it down pretty simple. There's the responsibility that we have as Christians, conservatives and patriots. There's a responsibility for that person that sits in the Oval Office. There's a responsibility for those that call themselves U.S. Representatives and senators, jointly called Congress, the Congress people. They have a responsibility to protect America, to warn America. When you see the enemy coming, blow the trumpet, the scripture says. Sound the alarm. Let the world know that danger is looming ahead. That's the responsibility that was abrogated. That's the responsibility that was remonstrated against. That's the responsibility that was denied and circumvented by Joe Biden, his DOJ, his DHS, his FBI, and all of the acolytes, ladies and gentlemen, in the orbit of Joe Biden. They failed to warn America. As a result of that, 20 million plus illegals, illegal invaders, rapists, murderers, robbers, thieves are now in America. America is now under siege. Don't you dare think that just because this bomber in Boulder, Colorado is now under arrest, that it's going to stop. We will see in the next days, weeks, months, and perhaps years, the continuation of what has been instigated as a result of Joe Biden's failure to warn, failure to protect, failure to refuse to allow these enemies to come within. When the people hear the warning, according to Ezekiel, when the people hear the warning, they have an option. They can take cover, hear the warning and heed, or reject the warning. They need to make the decision. But the Bible says, God speaking to Ezekiel, if you do not sound the trumpet, if you do not make the alarm, the blood of everyone that dies is on your hands. So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe I can say with all the biblical authority that today, the death of those that's being attacked by the Marxist, socialist, communist, and the anti-Semitics, those that hate the Jew, hate Israel, hate America, what is taking place, those that have been silent, those that have refused to warn, those that have refused to protect, they are guilty, and the blood is upon their hands. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no way you can circumvent it. No way you can say that they're not responsible, because they have the total responsibility. I'm looking at a headline. Kristi Noem made a statement that I believe. She's the Secretary of Homeland Security. Headline says, "They want to destroy us, and Harvard is allowing that to happen." So what does it mean, ladies and gentlemen? I am concerned when I see what is taking place in our colleges and universities. It's not just the immoral, ungodly Marxist media. It's not just Joe Biden and his orbit. It is the residuum of what has been happening for many, many, many years now, with the prestigious universities accepting major, major, major donor contributions from China and from all of the Islamic nations to control the professors and the academic process in our universities. And now we're reaping the whirlwind. We've sown to the wind. We're reaping the whirlwind. Ladies and gentlemen, today, our nation is facing what I would call the fast-growing, festering onslaught of anti-Semitism. And our colleges and universities are rife, filled with Jew hate. A recent example can be found in some of the commencement addresses. I'm looking at one. Jewish students storm out of MIT commencement after class president accuses the university of aiding Israel's genocide. Dated May 30th. Jewish students stormed out of the graduation ceremony Thursday after the Massachusetts Institute of Technology commencement speaker accused the prestigious university institution of supporting the insurance and protection of Palestine from the face of the earth. There's a need, ladies and gentlemen, to recognize that in our colleges and universities, Harvard, Columbia, Brown University, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, there's a desire to erase, to remove, to destroy anything that would protect, anything that would prevent, anything that would provide safety and security for the Jewish people. The mindset that says from the river to the sea, Palestine must be free. That is a mantra that's saying, kill the Jews, destroy the Jewish people, destroy the Jewish nation. This article reads, the president of the class of 2025 sparked mixture of boos and cheers as she stated her controversial speech, praising the classmates for protesting Israel immediately after Hamas launched a deadly terrorist attack on the Jewish state, October the 7th, 2023. Quote, "You have faced the obstacle of fear before, and you turned it into fuel to stand up to what is right. You showed the world that MIT wants free Palestine," she told the crowds as some students stood up and waved the Palestinian flag. Multitudes of students at the Massachusetts Institute for Technology, MIT, walked out during the commencement ceremony after the president speaker of the student body accused the university of wiping Palestine from the face of the earth, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, presidents of these universities are also responsible for what is happening with America being under siege. Presidents of these universities are also responsible for the enemy within, because for years these academic institutions have been the festering growth place for those that hate America and hate the Jewish people. Ladies and gentlemen, another headline reads, White House blames Biden for illegal immigrants terrorist attack in Boulder. The Biden administration is to blame Sunday's terrorist attack on Boulder, Colorado, because the former president granted a visa to the illegal immigrant who threw a Molotov cocktail, according to the White House. Speaking of the White House presently, which is Donald Trump. The Biden administration granted the alien a visa. Then when he illegally overstayed, they gave him a work permit, said Stephen Miller, White House Deputy Chief of Staff. Immigration Security and National Security, Miller said on Twitter, no more hostile migration. Keep them out and send them back. The FBI is investigating the Boulder attack as an act of terrorism. And ladies and gentlemen, the FBI office in that area, that meaning the Boulder, Colorado area, said it was an act of terrorism. Yet the local Boulder chief of police said that he was not going to jump to conclusions. He could not say that it was a terrorist attack because we don't know yet. Ladies and gentlemen, when the man that committed the terrorist attack said that he wanted to kill every one of them, wanted to burn them to death, and then after he was arrested, even bragged that the reason he used Molotov cocktails to burn them was because he was not allowed to buy a pistol because he was not a legal citizen in America. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand who is responsible. I believe it's the Biden White House. I believe it's all the Biden acolytes that are in his circle. I believe it was the head of the DHS, the DOJ, the FBI, Supreme Court justices that have not taken a stand to rein in the illegal activities of the circuit court judges. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to call it like it is and ask God to intervene and stop the decline and destruction of America. One more headline, and we'll take our next caller. Targeted terror attack. Man yells free Palestine as he attacks pro-Israel vigil. That's the right term in Colorado. Vigil. It's not a demonstration. It's not something that's anti-America. It's a vigil, a watch for those that are being held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go with the question or comment, please.
You know, as you analyze the text, dealing with sounding the warning, you know, sounding the alarm, you know, there are so many applications for that. And you touch the 20 million illegal aliens that have invaded the country. As we look at even that number, if it's 15 million or 20 million or more, if only 1% have ill intent, then we've allowed hundreds of thousands of possible terrorist or enemy aggressors on our shore. It only took 19 terrorists to pull off 9/11. So the warning rightly should be sounded. It should be sounded by every person that knows, but particularly folks in leadership that are up close and personal. They know the risk associated with this having been done to us. But I suppose I reflect, I think about so many that feign, they fake, they put on that they're really concerned about saving human lives. However, nothing was said, or very little was said, about the loss of 48,000 American lives last year just due to fentanyl. Mm-hmm. That fentanyl is you know, the composite pieces are coming out of China, and many just stacks and stacks and stacks of these fentanyl pills and fentanyl-laced pills are flooding across our southern border. 48,422 lives, according to the CDC, just in 1 year. You know, the Vietnam War went on for 20 years, and America lost a little over 40,000 lives. That was horrific. That wall stands as a testament to a whole bunch of bloodshed, horror, the horrors of war over decades. But in a single year, we lost more lives due to fentanyl overdoses. And this is preventable, folks. You know, it's not like we have boatloads of labs in the United States cranking out fentanyl. This stuff is, for the most part, coming in. It's crossing our borders. What did the last president do to prevent the loss of 48,000 lives last year? What did the Congress do? What did our courts, what did anybody in authority do to put a stop to that? Now we have a man in the White House that's doing everything in his power to put a stop to that, and every leftist in America, it seems like, doesn't want him to put a stop to that. So to me, it sounds like they're okay with the loss of 48,000 American lives in a single year. That's a perverse worldview. It truly
absolutely is. Absolutely. And Greg, Greg, let me jump in for a moment, read you a headline and a paragraph of an article, get your take on it. Slow to condemn Colorado attacker. Representatives Omar and Tlaib branded Muslim terrorist by fellow lawmaker. The morning after the attack on a group of people in Colorado demonstrating in support of freeing the hostages in Gaza, Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota and Rashid Tlaib of Michigan, both them Muslims, have yet to issue any statement of condemnation for the violence. Randy Fine, representative from Florida, who is a Jewish representative, was critical of the silence from these two Muslim congresswomen following the attack Sunday that left 8 people injured in Boulder, Colorado. Quote, they're Muslim terrorists, he said, when asked what he made of their lack of public statements as of Monday morning, end quote. What say you? Does this give us an indication of where the problems lie? Does this give us an indication of why we have our inside terrorists today in America waiting to stand up and destroy us as a nation?
Yeah, we have folks that are residing in positions of power in Congress and elsewhere that are truly enemies of the American people. When I say that, you know, this question has been asked many times. Do you denounce or do you condemn Hamas? Now, if a person can't give you a straight answer to that question, you've got a problem. Hamas is a terrorist organization. Hezbollah, the Houthis, the Iranian regime. These folks are all running in lockstep with one another for the destruction of Israel and the destruction of America. If you have a member of Congress that is unwilling to condemn such evil acts and such evil organizations, you've got a problem. And these individuals, once they're unable to condemn Hamas and condemn the bloodshed, they should be unelectable. They should be completely unelectable. Some would say that they ought to be sent on out of this country. Well, if they don't have legal, if they're not legal U.S. citizens, yeah, I'd send them packing, because an individual that's not willing to condemn terrorism is an advocate or an adherent to that terrorism or terrorist organization. And we consider that treasonous to adhere to one's enemies. So we ought to take these things a little more seriously. Ilhan Omar should drop to the ground and kiss the ground and be thankful for the ground that she walks on, because her family was taken in as a Somali refugee family. The red carpet was rolled out for her and for her family and tens of thousands like her. Now she leads an aggressive stance against America. Mm-hmm. That's a problem. Now, she was elected because under Barack Obama, we allowed somewhere between 60 and 80,000 Somali refugees to enter the country, and tons of them decided Minneapolis, Minnesota, that's where we want to land, and, of course, she now represents that district. I'll tell you what, folks, we've erred in allowing so many into our country that do not have our country's best interest at heart.
That's exactly right, Greg. And one of the things that I say, the reason I use the term America under siege with the enemies inside, another article, anti-Semitism uncondemned by Democrats morphs into domestic terrorism. With college campuses becoming breeding grounds for anti-Semitism, attacks in the United States have surged 893%. According to the data just released from the Anti-Defamation League, the highest level ever recorded by civil rights organization taking place in America today. Inside of 2 weeks, two major attacks by fringe factions have left people injured or dead in America. It's part of the concerning trend that shows 893% increase in anti-Semitic attacks over the past 10 years. The Anti-Defamation League has produced a report showing that in 2015, there were 942 instances. In 2024 to present, 9,354 events. Greg, I find that frightening from the human standpoint. I'm dismayed that we have devolved to that position in America, that, as I've said so many times, Greg, I see almost a replay of what was happening in Germany in the mid-1930s in the lead-up to Adolf Hitler's coming to power. I see that taking place in America today. What say you? What should Christians do? How should we then respond?
Well, know your enemy. You know, that's a Sun Tzu kind of quote, but it's kind of biblical. We need to realize that we battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. And I probably slaughtered that verse, folks. I'm sorry. But the reality is that that enemy, he doesn't wear a red suit and has a pointy tail. He's working in and through the lives of lost folks. He's working in through the lives of heathens around the world to accomplish his will. And he is doing everything he can to destroy the believer, destroy the work of the Lord, to destroy Israel. Amazingly, over and over and over and over, the hate, the disdain, the striving, and the attempted absolute dissolution of the people of and the nation of Israel. That has come up over and over and over. It was kill the babies in Moses' day, and kill the babies in Herod's day, and it was kill the Jews in the Nazi era. It was, you know, the Babylonian captivity. You know, every single time you turn around down through the course of history, Israel has been under assault. Why is that? Because they were God's chosen people. That was a pathway for the entry of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, to enter. The reality is Satan knows his time is short and the attack is on. And believers need to be engaged and realize. And by the way, the warning ought to come on another front. We ought to warn folks that God's judgment is coming. You know, this month, a lot of people have tagged as Pride Month. You need to be warned in love. God's judgment is coming. God's judgment, we love you. We don't want you to fall under God's judgment. Turn now. We ought to warn folks. We ought to sound the alarm. Time is short, folks. Time's really short.
Absolutely. Greg, thank you so much for your comments and taking time to call in. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM. You are invited to participate in a broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.